Welcome to Amman, the capital of Jordan. I'm right here on the lofty citadel. It's a spectacular setting. There are amazing views out over the modern city. The White City, that's how Amman is affectionately known. Its stone buildings are positively gleaming in the sun. This Acropolis has always been a strategic location. Its lofty, commanding position has always enabled its citizens to exert powerful control over the surrounding area. This was the ancient Rabat Ammon, or Rabah, the citadel and capital of the ancient Ammonites. Just on my right are the remains of the massive walls of the Ammonite fortifications. It was about 1,000 years BC that King David sent his army here, under Joab, their commander, to besiege the city. But David stayed behind in Jerusalem. And while there, he committed adultery with Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah. He was one of David's bravest soldiers, and he was fighting for David right here. When Bathsheba became pregnant, David became desperate. To cover up his sin, he ordered Joab to put Uriah in front of the fiercest fighting and then draw back from him so that he'd be struck down and die. Standing here, it's just so easy to visualize the scene. Poor Uriah, way down the steep hill beneath these massive walls, he wouldn't have stood a chance. The Ammonite archers would have rained down their arrows on him from right here. When Joab finally succeeded in capturing this citadel, he told David to come and besiege the rest of the city and take it. Otherwise, the victory would be ascribed to Joab. So David came here in person to take the city. But what David had done displeased the Lord. The prophet Nathan told him, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Why did you despise the word of the Lord by doing this evil in his eyes? Now the sword shall never depart from your house, because you despised me. Out of your own household I'm going to bring calamity upon you." Well, although David later repented, the consequences of his sin were to live on for the rest of his life. Even here on this Acropolis, there's a dramatic reminder of this. Just on my right are the massive pillars of the Roman Temple of Hercules. It was built in the 2nd century AD, but it's built right on top of the site of the much earlier Temple of Milcom. Milcom was one of the gods of the Ammonites. I can see the much smaller stones of the Ammonite temple clearly visible beneath the larger and later ones of the Roman one. David's own son Solomon later married an Ammonite princess, and she and his other foreign wives turned his heart away from the Lord. He even worshipped this Milcom, or Molech as he's sometimes known, worship which sometimes even included child sacrifice. What a tragic chapter in the history of even David's own son. Well, this is all such a sad story. David had been born in Bethlehem, not so far over there to the west. He'd grown to be a shepherd of God's people, a man after God's own heart, a king. And yet he'd failed, and failed miserably. How we long for a retake of this tragic scene. A chance to get it right this time. For someone else to be born in Bethlehem, someone who will also be the shepherd of God's people, a man after God's own heart. Someone who will be a king, like David, but who, unlike David, will not fail, who will not give way, even in the face of great temptation. One who will succeed in keeping God's ways. One who will rule justly over God's people. One whose kingdom will never end. But for such a one, the people of David's day were going to have to wait for 1,000 years.